asking you today, are you willing to form such a committee and include the Culver City Bicycle Coalition in those discussions? And can we begin that immediately? Thank you.
Thank you. Dolly Wells. Okay, sorry, I didn't have you before. Look, Colin Bogart.
Yes. Chairman Yaroslavsky, board members, good afternoon. My name is Colin Bogart. I'm with the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition. And I'm bike parking facility at the Culver City station that Jim mentioned, which was part of the Phase 1 plan, as we understand it. We're very disappointed to learn that it's being put off to a later date. I can tell you, of course, you know that there's a new bike parking facility in Santa Monica. Long Beach just refurbished theirs. I just attended the groundbreaking or the ribbon cutting for the facility in Burbank, and we've been talking to the city of Glendale about a similar facility. I can't stress to you how important such a facility is to enhance your ridership on this line and to minimize parking. It's just a benefit all the way around, and I would urge you to reconsider and to prioritize this project as soon as you possibly can. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Sally Wells.
Good afternoon. Megan Sally Wells. I'm one of the founding members of the Culver City Bicycle Coalition, which is the local chapter of the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition. First of all, let me just say that Culver City residents are thrilled that Expo is on its way and it's imminent, so thank you for that. As Jim and Colin have mentioned, the Culver City Cycling Community has recently learned that the Clean Mobility Station is going to be, you know, possibly deferred. We're not sure when it's going to happen or even if it's going to happen at this point. So we just wanted to ask a point of clarification today. Will there be a Clean Mobility Center in Culver City? Where will it be? When will it be built? How big will it be? Are we talking like a Santa Monica or more like a Burbank type or something in between? We understand that cost is always an issue, but the numbers show that bike infrastructure is has a lot of cost benefit as opposed to parking infrastructure. So it gets you a lot of, it serves more people, and it's kind of more bang for your buck. So just know that a lot of people in Culver City are looking forward to being able to park their bikes safely so that they can use the Expo line. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Respond to this. And, Mother, where are we on the Bicycle Advisory Committee?
Well, we don't really have one for Phase 1. We were going to form one for Phase 2 because there's a lot of issues associated with the bike path. We just received, or actually the city of L.A. received approval of their environmental impact report. We're waiting for Metro to get the funding from the CTC so we can move forward with that. At that point, they'll provide us with the funding to move forward with the bike path in Phase 2. We don't know if there's going to be sufficient funds to build all of it, but...
build all of what?
All of the bike path in Phase 2. But with regard to Phase 1 and the Clean Mobility Center, that Clean Mobility Center has to be deferred because the location of it is where the second phase of the bridge. Right now we only have half the bridge. The second half of the bridge goes over Venice Boulevard, and right underneath that and adjacent to one of the big pier columns that are going to hold up the bridge is where the future CMC is going to be. So we've had to defer that. All the sewer, water, all the stub-ups, everything will be there and are being installed right now. It's just that we can't build the actual facility until after the false work and the bridge in that area is completed.
So when is the second half of the bridge supposed to be, when is the construction supposed to commence on that?
January. And it'll probably be, what, 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, it's going to be.
And is part of that construction, does part of that construction include the building of the CMC?
No, that's a separate item. I mean, we may want to add it as a change order to that particular contractor to get it done, but it was a separate facility that was going to be part of the original phase one of the project until we realized that it couldn't be built until...
Well, now that it's not part of phase one, if this deferral takes place, then what was the plan? It would be part of phase two?
Yes. Now, well, it'll be...
Charged to
we
phase
can go, two? We can go... No, not necessarily. We can go ahead and move forward with it once a sufficient amount of the bridge is constructed, you know, some 12 months probably from now. We have to do a lot of work undergrounding. We have to relocate sewers in Venice Boulevard and underground the overhead power and then build the superstructure, and there's false work holding that up. Once all of that is done, then we can come in, and we can either do it through as a change order to this contractor or have a separate contractor come in and do it.
But originally it was supposed to be done by the Phase 1 contractor?
That's correct.
Okay, can you...
Well, let me correct that. It was part of the environmental document, but the original project didn't go into Culver City. Remember, it was an interim station?
Right.
Until that bridge was done in the parking lot, and so originally all of this was part of phase two. But because we got the funding to build the aerial structure and the parking lot, it was then incorporated.
Hey, can you get us a report at the next meeting on the next 30 to 60 days on how you're going to, what contractor you would be most optimal to use for the construction of the CMC, so we get an idea, you know, that this, what the relative costs are going to be, advantages and disadvantages of each approach, and create some certainty that this is going to happen in a decent interval. That would that be possible for you?
No, absolutely. We could have that back at the next meeting.
Okay, why don't we have that at the next meeting? And I don't see any reason to create a separate bike advisory committee for this particular facility. But I do think that maybe the interested parties who are here and anybody else who want to recommend within reason that you create some kind of an informal working group that you work with them on this issue. And so that there's some line of communication between the agency and the advocates here for this facility. That, can I ask the staff to do that and work with who is the leader here?
I'll take that.
And your name is
Jim Shanman.
Why don't you guys work with Mr. Shanman, and he can round up his folks and have some direct conversation with them about this facility. Okay. Did you want to say something, Mia?
I did. Thank you for your questioning. Obviously, as a board, we all got the emails and the concerns by the various coalitions. And one of the other concerns was the interim, the bike lockers and the racks that are planned for the interim. How do we know that's enough? Do we have a way of monitoring it? Can we make sure that if they start filling, that you bring back a report to us, or some way that we can stay on top of it as more bike riders are using the facility, that we can make sure they're accommodated? Is there some way that we can bring some report back to us?
Yes, absolutely. As we open up sometime March, April timeframe, as we have indicated, we'll have 10 racks out there and 8 lockers. And as those fill up, if they get to the point where they're absolutely full, we can come back and advise the board and see if they want to add more. They're not that expensive. It's just a matter of making sure they're in the right place. We can certainly take a look at that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
I just rose for all. And on Supervisor Ridley Thomas also appreciated the extent of the support for these I would just, in supporting what Director Jaroslawski proposed, ask the staff to look at whether there are alternative locations on the site that could be improved sooner than 18 months and whether there are interim or temporary facilities that could be provided as well. I think all, at least in our office, very much appreciate the community concern and want to do the best we can by this. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your input. And
thank you for the time.
You've got a job to do now. Next item is the consent calendar. Anybody want to pull anything from the consent calendar? 5A. Connor, second by Wesson, without objection. Unanimous vote. 5B.
Base one project budget adjustments.
It's also the consent calendar is budget neutral. So, is there any? Larry moves. Connor seconds without objection. Unanimous vote on 5B. Item 6.
Item 6A, Phase 2, City of Santa Monica Betterments.
Mr. Chairman, just I'll briefly kind of walk you through this. This item, if approved, would authorize station betterments in the City of Santa Monica at the Olympic and 26th Street Station, as well as the 17th Street Station, in an amount not to exceed $9.8 million, subject to the City of Santa Monica funding those betterments. What I'd like to do is, if I could, we've handed out a revised item. I realize we didn't have any pictures to indicate what we were talking about, so we've now added those. If you could look at your attachment, I can try to walk you through very quickly what we have in the agenda item. First of that I'd like to talk about is 26th Street Station. That's the Bergen, more commonly called the Bergmont Station. The city, we originally, as part of the baseline project and the approved environmental impact report, had a center platform at that location. The city would like to have a side platforms at that location. So as you can see, they've asked to add a second platform. You can see that's on the south side adjacent to the Bergmont community. They feel that's important to keep that keep good access to the station from that southern portion of properties in that area. Second thing they've asked for is a second entrance. We have an entrance off of 26th Street. They would like to see a second entrance on the east side, and that's shown in the yellow portion. And so these, we've talked to Metro about this. Metro seems supportive of it. The second entrance would have all the features that we would normally have with gates, pedestrian crossings, bells, etc. However, I do have to advise the board that it would still be subject to CPUC approval because our current approvals do not include that second entrance. So, but we do need to move forward, and that would be subject to city direction and funding on that station. The other station is 17th Street. That's in Attachment C. And if you take a look at that, in red is where the station platform, you can see that is a center platform station. Access primarily coming from 17th Street Station, a lot of the Santa Monica City College people would be coming in and using that entrance. The city would like us to consider adding a second entrance on the west side. You can see that in yellow. It's between 15th and 16th Street. That Metro has expressed some concerns about. We do have a meeting with Metro on Monday to talk further about it, but Metro has some safety concerns as well as some concerns concerns about slowing down trains or having trains stop prior to entering into a station platform. So we will be having further discussions with Metro, and then again, this would require CPUC approval. So we're recommending that the board go ahead with this subject to, again, agreement with the City of Santa Monica to fund these improvements, and we'll continue discussions with Metro and bring back the issue once we have further direction. My understanding from further direction from or from the Santa Monica City Council, and I understand either the one meeting in December they're going to take this issue up, and so we would obviously come back with any actual contract amendment, but we would like to get authorization to continue to move forward, again, subject to the city paying for it.
Okay. Moved by, second by Rosenthal. Without objection. Vote.
Item 7A, project status update.
Good afternoon. Start with phase one. First, some construction photos. This is the Jefferson USC station, ready to go. This is test trains. You'll see out on the alignment now. I'll get into that a little bit later in the presentation, but we were able to turn the segment from 23rd Street Station to La Cienega over to Metro to begin what they call operator familiarization. So they've had trains and their future operators out on the alignment getting familiar with the system. So you'll start seeing more trains out on the alignment as we continue to move forward. Work at the Farmdale Station continues. The canopy is up, and this is the installation of the rain shield. And also work continues to progress at the Culver City. This is a shot of the pouring of the pedestrian plaza. Schedule, to date, FFP still has not attained substantial completion. We continue to assess liquidated damages for our contract and settlement agreement. Our latest independent evaluation shows that we don't anticipate substantial completion from our contractor until sometime later this month. Most of this is documentation, as-built, and things like that. I mean, the overall system itself is pretty much complete. With that being said, as I said before, we turned the segment from 23rd to La Cienega over to Metro on the week of October 17th for them to begin operator familiarization. Again, the complexity at the junction and also our ability to get in there with Metro Blue Line trains running through there. It took a little more time to get all that work complete. We finished that about a week and a half ago, and we've now turned the full system over to Metro for them to begin pre-revenue operations. So we're waiting for Metro to get started, and at that time, Metro will determine a date for revenue service. We still have the remaining elements of the project that were incorporated late, the Farmdale Station, as well as the Culver City work we discussed. This will include the bike facilities, the interim bike facilities, which now is 10 bike racks and 8 bike lockers, which is recommended in the environmental document for parking facilities. Again, based on the direction today, we'll work with the Culver City Bike Coalition to go over locations and where we'll come up with a solution that's amenable to both parties. Other elements that remain to be completed, the Fauché safety improvements. We've actually completed most of the improvements to the pedestrian tunnel. That's done, and we continue to work on the purchase of the property at Western and Exposition Boulevard. At this time, we appear not to have a cooperative seller. With that, that makes the environmental process a little more complicated. So we're back working with the City of LA staff to come up with the best option to move this forward, and we'll continue to report. The Cimarron Rodeo replacement parking, we have a final approved design with the city, so we're now in the process of putting that out to bid to get that work completed. On top of that, there's still some miscellaneous city street work that needs to be done. City of L.A. and in Culver City, and we have our punch list items we need to get completed. Project budget, we're still within the construction budget. $534 million in construction contracts, then the $570 million in construction allowance and contingency. And as we report on a monthly basis, there's still outstanding risk items out there that we continue to monitor on a regular basis. At this point in time, we'll see on the next slide, we're projecting a $3.3 million cost overrun, but we continue to work with our cost containment efforts to balance that with the $2.8 million in third-party reimbursements and $800,000 and other cost-saving measures that we're evaluating. So if we're able to capture this and not have any other unforeseen costs, I mean, this doesn't include any potential claims or any other additional unforeseen conditions or third-party costs, we're hoping that we can still come in with a balanced budget at the end of the job. The FFP Local Jobs Program, FFP local hires this month, 47.8%, for a cumulative total of 37.4 to date, and their forecast at completion is 36.5. Subcontractor local hires this month, 21.4%, with a cumulative to date of 24.7. Their forecast at completion is 24.4%. They forecast at completion of 30%. DBE performance, design services, 24.1% to date, forecast of 24.5. Professional services, 35.8% to date, with a forecast of 36.1. Both of those exceed the goal. And construction services, we have 19.5, and that's what they're forecasting at the completion of the job, slightly below the 20. Phase two, some photos of activities out there. This is potholing along Sautel Boulevard, so the contractor's been out doing potholing up and down the alignment to identify any utilities that weren't in the original baseline contract. They're doing building demolition along the alignment to clear the right-of-way to be in the clearing and grubbing and construction. Alignment design build contract, one huge milestone occurred last month, and that was the California Public Utilities Commission approving the construction of our grade crossings on the Phase 2 alignment. So that is a huge milestone to obtain. We are receiving 60% design submittals from our contractor for City of L.A. Civil Work, OCS and Traction Power, and one of the aerial stations along the alignment. We received the final design and construction costs, as you just approved, for the betterments at Olympic and 26th in Colorado and 17th Street stations. We continue to advance the design to the 60% level. We completed the field analysis for the Kenner Canyon storm drain, which is the huge storm drain that runs down Colorado Boulevard. So now we're awaiting the structural analysis to see what, if anything, we may have to do to protect that storm drain. So that's a real critical element of work. That survey and potholing activities continue, as well as our coordination meetings for overhead power line relocation. The maintenance facility, maintenance design group, our designer is in the process of completing preliminary engineering, which should be done this month. Venice Boulevard aerial structure, we submitted the final project study report, project report to Caltrans, so we're circulating that for final signatures, and that's important because Venice Boulevard is a state-owned highway, so we need that in place so we can get the necessary permits to begin the construction work, with the first bit being a relocation of a sanitary sewer line, which we're hoping to do beginning of next year. And the contractor continues to advance the remaining design elements to 100%. Community outreach. We had an Urban Design Committee meeting on the 7th of November. We hosted design update community meetings on the 14th and 15th, about 300 attendees, so we continue to get good attendance at each one of our meetings. We continue to conduct stakeholder briefings, as well as providing an update to the City of Santa Monica on the maintenance facility buffer zone. And we continue to work with businesses along the alignment. The contractors jobs program, at this point in this month, they had 45.2% local residents with a cumulative to date of 37.8%. Subcontractors are at 56.8% with a cumulative total of 15.8%. And so the overall to date local residents is for this 26.4 previously, 47.6% this month for a cumulative to date of 28.7. Disadvantaged local hourly utilization, this last period 16.9% for a cumulative date of 14.5. Subcontractors, 53.5% this last period for a cumulative date of 9.5% for overall of 10.9 for the prior period, 24.6% for this last period for a cumulative date of 12.4%. L and SBE goals, local SBEs, right now they have a commitment of 13.3% as far as contracts that are either in place or ready to be executed. Overall attainment is 1.6%, so the commitment exceeds the 7% goal. SBE, they have a current commitment of 16.2%, an overall attainment of 2%, which is just below the goal of 20%, but given where we are in the project, we're encouraged by that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much. Let's go on to 7B.
Item 7B, Phase 2 Santa Monica Terminus.
Mr. Chairman, this is just a receive and file, no action necessary at this point. But we did want to bring you up to speed on where we are with that with this particular issue. And what it is a request by the City of Santa Monica to realign the terminus station. And if I could direct your attention to attachment A. Attachment A is what the baseline project currently has in it. It pretty much penetrates all of the property that Santa Monica has acquired for this area. Doesn't leave a lot of room for joint development or a transit-oriented development. They have asked us to look at an alternative layout, which they came up with. We have discussed this with Metro, obviously internally with our own staff in Santa Monica. We think that this is a better alternative for several reasons. One, it provides more transit area for transit-oriented development at some time in the future. It also maintains an existing undercrossing of 4th so that they can tie the two properties together. There's access between the Sears property on the west side of 4th and this piece of property on the east side. We also think it provides much better pedestrian access down Colorado and to the promenade and the beach area, too. So there's a lot of benefits to this revised location. However, it comes at a substantial additional cost. We're estimating right now about $8 million additional cost because of a lot of utilities that have to be relocated, some termination, trust structure to terminate the OCS catenary, and obviously a much bigger pedestrian plaza. One of the things that we're exploring with the City of Santa Monica right now is we need to, they own the property and we need to acquire that property, and there may be the ability to offset the additional costs with a trade-off with the property cost. So that's one of the things that we're exploring right now. We're not there yet, but we do need to move this forward very quickly. The contractor has stopped the design of the terminus station, waiting for direction from us. Our goal will be to work with the city of Santa Monica and try to reach some sort of term sheet agreement and bring that back to this board at the next board meeting.
Is the understanding that we would not do this alternative unless no additional cost to us?
Well, that's our belief right now. I mean, this will ultimately have to be a decision by this board, but we believe the current alternative that was approved as part of the environmental and approved as part of the baseline and what was bid out is still a viable alternative. We think this alternative is better, but again, it comes at a substantial additional cost.
It's better, but even better if it doesn't come at any additional cost to us.
That's correct.
Whose suggestion was this? Was this a suggestion made by the city?
Yes.
So have you at least explored raised the issue that to do this, we want to be somehow impacted financially by it?
Yes, we've raised that with the city and are in discussions, and we're not quite there yet.
So what you're asking us to do now is what?
Nothing. It's just to receive and file to let you know, number one, that there is this request. Number two, it is a better alternative in everybody's opinion. It comes at a substantial cost, and we need to move forward very quickly if we're not to delay the project.
What if Santa Monica says no to your idea?
Well, right now, then we would proceed, again.
The original plan?
With the original plan, unless the board directed otherwise.
How much work has been done on the original plan in terms of design?
The original plan is up to about 30% design.
They've stopped working on that now?
Yeah.
What's your time frame on the go, no-go?
We believe it will be very important to reach some sort of at least an initial agreement, a term sheet, by the next board meeting, so that we can provide the contractor direction. I mean, they need to proceed with the design, and the question is which one they proceed with right now.
We would like to see the analysis. There's clear advantages, it appears, in this alternative B in terms of land use and circulation, and the residual parcel for development should have increased value, which may help offset any costs you incur. And I'd just like to point out that in the alternative, there's a big grade difference between the station platform and the street below. It's 12 to 15 feet, so when you're in your analysis of the costs, let's consider that we can't just leave a blank concrete wall there. That has to be treated somewhat, sympathetically with the pedestrian environment as well as the structure above. And I would encourage this direction because I think it's a better system, but let's make sure that the impact on the pedestrian environment there, which everybody uses, we all love the beachfront part of Santa Monica, isn't just a 12-foot concrete wall, but something that we can be proud of. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comments? We'll notify or file that. By the way, just for the record, we were joined about 10 minutes ago by Art Leahy. Sorry, I didn't mention that then.
Item 8, CEO comments.
Yes.
I have no comments at this point.
Okay.
Item 9, board member comments.
Mr. Wesson.
Yeah. Rick, we had a brief discussion about privacy screens and sidewalk gates. I know the privacy screens would be on Expo from La Brea to Dunsmuir, and I wanted to know where we are with that.
We had done some initial looks at privacy screens, but they come come at a substantial additional cost, especially if you do it the entire way. We don't really see how we can do it in one area and not do it in the other area. Because of budget constraints at this point, we haven't really proceeded beyond some initial designs for that.
Well, it would be a good idea to let me know that directly, because you know how important it is to me. And I would like to, I mean, if we're talking cost, if you would tell me exactly what we're talking about, and then let me see if I can get support for that, because I, you know, we, like I said, we've chatted about it before. It's important to me, and I want to get it done.
Certainly be good to know what kind of dollars we're talking about, order of magnitude is. That would be a good idea. Okay. Michal.
Yeah, just since we won't be convening again, and since we're lighting our holiday tree tonight, I'd like to wish everyone happy holidays or Merry Christmas or both.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to everybody. Okay. Next item.
Item 10, closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Item 10A is a conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation under Government Code 54956.9 B and C. Item 10B is a conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation under 54956.9 A. We do not anticipate reportable action.